The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
I would like to tonight, present to you a conceptual ground, first of all, about this whole idea of virtues of human beings, fadaila insani, and then relate that to the personality of Bibi Fatima Zahra. Just to, first of all, lay down the conceptual ground of my discussion, I would like to go to the ayat from Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, ayat 35. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fada'il, the virtues of human beings. After saying, innal muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat, Allah says, wal qanitin wal qanitat. Here, qunut here is in the meaning of obedience. An obvious result of iman, Islam and iman would be to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey the Prophet, to obey the imam, to obey the Quran. So that is the second layer of that progression. The immediate result of iman and Islam was obedience, qunut. Here we have to realize that when it comes to Bibi Fatima, she is indeed a role model for us in obeying Allah Rasul and her husband as the imam of her time. And in this, there can be so many examples, but I just would like to go through simple either indications of the stories you have been hearing for a long, long time. But just one example of how serious she was in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah number 24, Surah An-Nur, when it was revealed, one of the ayats was 63. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, our Prophet was very humble to his people. He didn't care about titles or how they address him and things like that. Many of these would just come and say, Ya Muhammad. It didn't bother him. But it bothered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. many, many places you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know my Rasul. He doesn't care, but I care about it. You have to maintain the protocol, the discipline in akhlaq, in interacting with your Prophet. And so the ayat comes down. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعض. Do not call the Prophet that you call one another. You might be friends or whatever, but Rasul is Rasul. And so when this ayat came down, all the Muslims started calling him Ya Rasulallah, Ya Nabi Allah, not Ya Muhammad. Bibi Fatima Zahra also heard this ayat, and she started calling her father whenever she would, meet Rasulullah, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Nabi Allah. Happened once, twice, three times. And Fatima realized that my father is not happy with that. After three times, Rasulullah himself initiates the discussion. And he says, Ya Fatima, إِنَّهَا لَمْ تَنْزِلْ فِيكِ وَلَا فِي أَهْلِكِ وَلَا فِي نَسْلِكِ. Oh Fatima, this ayat is haq, no doubt about it. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not for you. Not for your family, not for your descendants. أنت مني وأنا منك. You are from me and I am from you. إِنَّمَا نَزَلَتْ فِي أَهْلِ الْجَفَا وَالْغِلْظَ مِنْ قُرَيْشِ. This is about these people, you know, who don't really have that much respect in their heart for me. And so he says to her, قُولِ يَا أَبَتِي فَإِنَّهَا أَحْيَى لِلْقَلْبِ وَأَرْضَى لِلْرَبِّ. Oh, my daughter, just call me the way you used to call me, يَا أَبَتِي. Because that is something I feel happy about it. And the Lord is also pleased with that address of you to me. And then now we come to the finer, you know, level there or layer, and that is constant zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kathiran, at the end, the word kathiran is there to emphasize the point that you have to be constantly wa dhakirin Allah kathiran wa dhakirat. And this is the issue of not just reciting the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather to be aware of His presence in our life in whatever we are doing, not only in the masjid. If you want to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the address is not 9,000 bathers. The address is your heart. He has to be with you all the time, whatever you are doing. Whether in masjid or madrasa or office or home or in the sports ground with your friends in the community or relatives or in business, you know, gathering, wherever you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be with you. And that is the sense of this consciousness of Allah's presence in our life. And this is actually the overarching protection, you know, veil on our, or the shield, if I might call it, you know, overarching protection shield on our faith and the fadail and virtues that Allah has given to us. When it comes to the example of Fatima Zahra, as I said, you know, dhikr of Allah is not reciting tasbih. It is part of it, but it's more to be aware of Allah in whatever you do. Even in your family life, let me give you one example. That even before Fatima would ask Ali alayhi salam for something, she would think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The words that she has, she says, I don't ask anything from my husband, since I am embarrassed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask from my husband something that he would not be able to provide. Materially, we are talking about. Early days of Hijrah were not easy for the Ahlul Bayt. And this is where we have to realize that in whatever we do, even our interaction with one another, in family life, keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind. And that is where you become those who are among al-dhakirin and al-dhakirat, who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. As far as the ritual of zikr is concerned, tasbih al-zahra is the best of zikr. It's a gift given by Rasulullah to Fatima al-Zahra and from Fatima al-Zahra to the Ummah. Interestingly, even Sahih Bukhari in 6 different places talks about this tasbih of Fatima al-Zahra. Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Muttaqeen says after hearing that statement from Rasulullah about tasbih al-Zahra, where he says that, you know, it's good that before you go to bed, recite the tasbih. He says, I never abandoned that tradition ever. And somebody there said, what about the Battle of Siffin? Where there was a night where the battle continued. He says, even that night, I did not forget that. And so this is where we see the example of Fatima al-Zahra for us. Is the best of example if we want to acquire these virtues, which have been mentioned in Surah number 33, ayat 35. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be among the true followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, and especially to keep Fatima al-Zahra as a role model in our minds, inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.